I guess he's not playing my bumper music. Hi, everyone. This is Sharon Jeffers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle. I apologize for the late start. There was a little confusion in the radio station, apparently. So, but here we are. And this is so perfect as an example of the day today, because it's a Nine of Clubs day. And on Nine of Clubs days, things don't always go as planned. So the best thing you can do when something happens is just let go and observe and just be with how the movement of the day is going. I don't know who's out there today. And if you're out there and you haven't read what I wrote about the card of the day, you may want to check out my website at starofthemagi.com, because I write about the card of the day every day. And before I go into that, for those of you that may be new to this system, this Mystic Oracle that is based on our regular deck of playing cards reveals that the card deck was originally used as a calendar. And because of that, each day of the year is associated with a specific card in the deck. Some cards have one day they associate with or govern, and others have as many as 12. And this system defines and maps out our life path, the elements and the numbers, the planetary influences, numerological, astrological, that govern our lives, that work with us through life, that give us a life path and a destiny. So by understanding the system, we can better understand those influences that are working with us, why we have the attitudes we have, the emotions, the relationships we have with other people, and most of all, how we relate to ourselves. It's a wonderful system. Where the Tarot deck gives us a greater map of the universe, this system brings it right down to who we are in that universe. A lot of guidance here. So today being a Nine of Clubs day, it makes perfect sense to me that someone thought it was another day of the week. And so our time got delayed. I'm sure there's perfection in that somehow. I may not see where that is, but I am going to trust that that's there because I understand the energy of the day. And I want to talk about what I wrote about this day, because I believe that time has intention, and this system has shown me that. And you know, ancient cultures believed that time has intention. And what I wrote for the card today, because it's the 19th, so 1 and 9 is a 10, that's a one day. And I wrote, a strong desire to succeed could meet with frustration today. The desire to succeed is the one energy of the day. The frustration would come from nines disrupt things. And they disrupt things because they're universal numbers. And they want to take us to a greater awareness beyond ourselves. The frustration comes in when we want to receive gratification for something, or we want something for our own person, when the energy that's working is more about global consciousness or universal consciousness. Minds teach us to give. They teach us to let go and give. And I've said this before, that I see nines like a cosmic egg and with a tail. And as long as we're hanging on, that egg just stays completely shut. But as soon as we let go, it snaps open and all the goodies bless us. And I really do see nines that way. So they are our teachers to move out of the single-digit realm between the ace and the nine, which is all about self and our discovery of self, into the double digits, the ten, the jack, the queen, and the king, where we enter another state of consciousness and become more aware of everyone else and of our higher possibilities and of the service we can do in the world and our mastery as we walk through life. So, I want to go to the next sentence that I wrote here. Pay attention to what is not going your way and let go of how you think things should be. If obstacles present themselves, something else may want to happen other than what is planned. It's best to let it. Let your intuition guide your logic. This card teaches us to let go of our expectations, beliefs, ideas, and plans. Life is often bigger. Life is often bigger than those things. And so the Nine of Clubs gives us the opportunity to let go and open our awareness to a greater arena of life. When we feel obstacles, perhaps that is just life saying that we are going in the wrong direction, even if it's momentary. Today, the Nine of Clubs suggests that we listen wisely, that we make ourselves available to what is greater, and that we practice patience. I feel someone out there is impatient. That being said, watch out for low-flying aircraft, people that go off like rockets for no apparent reason, and any other strange activities. Best not to take things personally today. I just watched the news for a few minutes earlier today, and I noticed that a lot of people were shooting people today. So, in L.A. anyway. The reason I do the card of the day on my website, and sometimes I'm more brief than I was today. I guess today I wanted to say more about the card because this day can be challenging for many people. And it's not true for all of us because it depends out how our card composites with this card and what that relationship becomes. However, it's always a day where there's an opportunity to learn something. So I am going to take phone calls. We do have open lines on this show. I have some guidelines for this because I want to be able to talk with as many people as possible. You're welcome to call me with questions about the card, about the system, or if you have something you want to share, if you're a student of the cards. It doesn't matter whose student you are. An experience you want to share that you've had. You're also welcome to call if you don't know anything about this system and you have questions or you want to know about your cards. We have a birth card, we have a spirit card, we have a planetary ruling card, and we have a soul card. If there are any of these that you don't know and you'd like to, I'm happy to give you that information and also explain what those cards are if you have that question. I did go over that in depth, I think, in my last radio show, and those that the archives are on the website. And then if you have a relationship compatibility question, we can talk about that too. If you want to know about something personal, where you are in time right now, I'd rather you wait till the end of the show, because those can become more time-consuming, because I have to look up where you are in the cards, in my charts. So when you call in, and I welcome all your calls and all your questions, okay? Just tell me your name and the month and day of your birth, and then what your question is, and I would love to talk to you. I know last week we had a lot of people listening that hadn't even heard of the cards before, which was really exciting to me, because when you start to see how this system defines time, and that the card deck was actually used as a calendar originally, not to play games with, it's really exciting, and the more you study the system, the clearer it becomes. I do read this system a little differently. You know, I know that there are a lot of people that are students of another teacher, and I read the system a little differently, so in saying that, you know, there are 13 cards in each suit, which gives us a 13-card life path. And as we move through time, the cards in that life path govern different cycles of our life. And we have cards that represent initiation for our entire life. That card is something that, you know, helps us to grow in a greater way and realize more profoundly who we are. I believe that, and I know that people that came before me believe that, you know, this is like a book of 52 chapters of life, of human life, and of our personal life. So of life as us, of us collectively as humankind, and then for each one of us, each one of the cards in the deck, and this is outside of our life path, our personal life path, which is determined by the month and day we're born. Outside of that, there's a guidance that comes from the entire deck, from the Ace of Hearts through the heart suit to the Ace of Clubs through the club suit, to the Ace of Diamonds through the diamond suit, and then to the Spades. Maybe I'll just talk a little bit about those suits, because each one of them represents something so profound. And when you, and if you don't know your card, you can go on my website, and on the home page, you'll see what's your card. And if you click on there, then you can look up your card. The hearts represent the springtime of life, and they stand for art and beauty and feelings and emotions, youth and children, people, relationships, love, and marriage. Anything having to do with that whole realm where our emotions are ruling or governing. The heart suit is the element of fire, and it's tamed by compassion. They symbolize home and family, art and music, and all things that touch us and cause us to feel. The awakened heart embodies love and compassion, understanding and kindness. The unawakened heart can become lost in lust, drama, anger, and self-absorption. Many times when this energy isn't understood, whether it's visiting us in time or it's actually a strong part of our life path, you know, addiction can play a big role in our lives because this energy needs a lot of support. People who have heart birthdays really love engaging with other people and living and learning and do well with groups. They're very artistic, they're sensuous and sensitive by nature, and they just really resonate with beauty and harmony. And so in our lives, whether we're a club, a diamond, a spade, or a heart, the heart teaches us how to feel. And all the other suits learn from that suit about love and compassion and feeling and the importance of relationships. Because each one of the suits has a different agenda completely. It embodies an energy. And the card that you have actually dictates your soul's expression, your birth card. It's like the costume that you're wearing to the ball. So it dictates your soul's expression. And when we're in a time of clubs in the calendar, like we are now, when did that start? On the 15th? Yeah, July 15th was the King of Clubs Day. So I always like to observe what's going on around me. And I observe if I go out and I'm driving, I really watch how people are driving. There are certain days where people are really courteous. And in L.A., that's very noticeable, okay? And then there are times like yesterday was insane. And, you know, there are times when there's just so much impatience in the air. And a lot of times it happens on 10 days. Yesterday was at 10 o'clock. That people aren't only rude, they can be mean and also dangerous on the road. So we have to really, I mean, it's fun to observe. And when we're in the club time in the calendar, the influence is on the mind because the club suit rules the mind and the mental realm. So from the 15th of July all the way to the through the 27th, that suit is governing time. It's governing generally the influence of the day. And I'm not disregarding astrology or numerology. In fact, when I write about the card of the day, I'm actually including the planetary ruling card that goes with that card, which is based on the zodiac sign that we're in. And I'm also looking at the numerology because it all works together. And so in this time of mental influence, each day is going to have a different expression. Each day is going to bring us new and different opportunities. And each day is going to provide possibilities for us that are unique to the energetic influences from the planets, from the numbers, and from the symbols of the cards. So this is a time when people want to communicate more because clubs are all about communication. It's also a time when people can be more argumentative and more fixed in their beliefs. Clubs can have a tendency to, you know, a thought is a tangible thing. To a heart, it's something that leads them to their feelings. And to a diamond, to action. To the club, it's like information is, that's what they're all about. They build their foundations on information. where a heart person builds their foundations on feeling. So, and a diamond on value, and a spade on wisdom. So the club time that we're in right now, it's about gathering information, it's about learning, it's about letting go of that which no longer serves us, which is very much what today's about. You know, in 2 days, we're going to have the Seven of Clubs. Tomorrow, we have the Eight. This is a card of mental focus. This card teaches us focusing your intention is the power that allows your determination to create and manifest. And then the Seven comes and says, let's refine the mind and make it more laser-like. Let's bring it to a more refined state of awareness so that when we use our thought, it's directed in a positive way that has a higher awareness. Because seven is the number of spirituality. And then the six comes and says, okay, maybe we need to make some adjustments. And that card says, those adjustments come from what you feel with your intuition. And remember, it's not just in our thinking, it's also in our communication. So it's about how we communicate, who we communicate with, where we choose to take our communication, how aware we choose to be so that we can refine our communication, and then how we present ourselves in that way, what our focus is to manifest. See, I think that the secret of manifestation comes from knowing who we are. Because what works for one person isn't going to work for somebody else. That's just how it is, and we see that all around us. And I think that the first thing we have to realize, or that would help tremendously, is to understand that we already are manifesting. We have been our entire life. It's just a matter of becoming consciously aware. And what this suit teaches us is all about using our mind in the most profound, masterful ways. And in order to do that, we have to refine it. We have to be more in tune with our intuition. And I believe that this is an ongoing process, always, as long as we're in the body. So I heard a beep, which tells me we have a caller. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, I can barely hear you though. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
What is your name?
It's Casey.
What?
Casey.
Casey?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Casey.
Hi. And what do you want the
month and day?
11-2.
11-2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you aware of the fact that your birthday is the Five of Diamonds day?
I did not know, no.
The Five of Diamonds is the seeker of truth.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That makes definite sense to me.
Uh-huh. And you're a Scorpio, so the Four of Hearts is your planetary ruling card. So the Five of Diamonds wants to understand the value of things. It's very important for you.
Okay.
You want to know why things are there, what makes them work, or what value do they have to you, or anybody else for that matter.
Okay.
And you always want to understand what's underneath or behind something, I would think.
True.
There's a driving force in you, and fives are the number that represent humanity, actually. Fives represent change.
Okay.
And variety is very important to you.
Mm-hmm.
You have a natural gift for intuition, or
right.
Yeah, you I mean, most Five of Diamonds are very psychic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so your planetary ruling card, which is the card in your life path that is your Pluto card, and I'm looking at Scorpio being governed by the planet Pluto.
Okay.
The Four of Hearts is the card of the metaphysician.
Okay.
So this is a really powerful card for tapping into the unknown at the feeling level.
Okay.
At the intuitive level.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really like your portal to your own self realization and awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You have a natural understanding that the power of love is, you know, hands down the most important thing for human beings.
Right. Okay.
And so you, having that card where it is, you probably use love and the power of love and compassion and understanding to not only make changes in your own life, but to hold the space for other people to do that as well.
True, right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question? Or
yeah.
I'm in the middle of working on an important project,
mm-hmm.
and I was just wondering if you see that falling into place the way I visualize it falling into place.
The way you see it?
Right.
I'll join you in that vision. What's your age?
Excuse me?
What is your present age?
My age?
Your age.
What, 41?
41. So you're about to enter a new seven-year cycle in the cards.
Okay.
And that begins at 42. So you're probably feeling the energy of that cycle coming in, and it's drawing you into this project. When you turn 42, for 7 years, you actually have the Ace of Spades sitting in your Five of Diamonds house, which means that a new type of work is emerging for you.
Oh, okay. That all makes sense because that's actually my timeline in my own mind frame.
Yeah, and the Jack of Diamonds is the other card, and that's the card of the entrepreneur.
Oh, okay. So then that all fits perfectly then.
Yep. So you have definite blessings, which will, you know, this will launch over the next 7 years for you.
Oh, that's very good.
And you'll probably go, it'll probably go through a lot of changes in the process, like a lot of developing, and where you think it's going, it'll get bigger, and then it'll get bigger again, and then it'll get bigger again.
Oh, very interesting, because that's actually what I thought as well. And the girl that I'm working on the project with kind of said the same thing, and we both are on the same wavelength. And each time we think it's taking one direction, it leads us down a little bit of a different path. But I too felt that it was going to. I don't think that we're going to have a problem once we're there. I'm just wondering if the road there is going to be as easy as I think it's going to be.
It's absolutely going to be whatever you think it's going to be.
Yeah, because in my mind,
so
that
stay with that.
Excuse me?
Stay with that, because however you think it's going to be is exactly how it's going to be.
Okay.
I mean, I see you creating multiple streams of income.
Okay.
You just, when you're 42, you want to make sure that you're really clear about who you're interacting with and trust your intuition beyond your logic across the board when it comes to discernment, okay?
Okay. Did you say my logic, beyond my logic? Is that what you said?
Yes,
Okay.
And you want to make sure that you're practicing some form of meditation or discipline to keep yourself really focused, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, darling.
Yes.
Have
Thank
fun.
You. Thank you so much. Very interesting, and I'm very interested in learning about the deck of cards. I didn't know that it was originally for a calendar, so it's very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And I
Did
will
you go on
be,
my website?
I will definitely be tuning in more often to you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Casey. Thank you for calling.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. I really, we have a lot of different cycles in the cards for those of you that don't know. So every year when we have our birthday, we get a new hand dealt to us, so to speak. We get a new path. for the year. We also have bigger cycles and smaller cycles. So when I do personal readings for people, I'm looking at all these different cycles. One of the things that I've noticed over the years while I've been doing this is that when that seven-year cycle is coming, before we get in there, it starts bringing a whole new way of life somehow for us, depending on what the focus is in, you know, with the influences in the cards. And often in the year, you know, before we enter that new seven-year cycle, things start to change. And the closer we get to that birthday, whatever it is that starts that cycle, the more evident things are, and they really start moving into place. And it's exciting to observe. Hello, who's there?
Hi, Sharon. It's Priya, and I'd called in last week.
Hi.
Hi. My birthday is the 1st of October.
Uh-huh.
And
oh,
sure.
Priya with the bird.
Yeah.
The singing bird.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I was wondering if you could help me figure out just where I am, you know, in my life right now.
Uh-huh.
You know,
what is your age?
I will be 34 this October.
So you're 33.
Yes.
So, well, now, I'm not wanting to do real long calls here.
Sure.
So, I do know that, have you been singing since last Thursday?
Oh, well, I have been focusing on that thought and trying, but admittedly not as much, no.
Uh-huh, because you are a songbird. And it's through your singing, and I'm telling you this again because this is so profound for you. Through your singing, that's how you're going to spread your wings. The Six of Spades is sitting in your house, age 33.
Mm.
So that tells me that your whole life is going through an adjustment.
Yes.
And destiny is calling.
Yes.
The question is, and you don't have to answer me, are you listening? Because that's the secret to alignment, is our listening. And we have to listen with our whole body. It's not just about being open. It's about being available. See, mm-hmm. This is one of the things that's really important to understand about the law of attraction. And I don't know if people are talking about this or not out there. But I know from my own personal experience, being open is so important. Being available is what allows me to receive. And when I'm open, it's like I open the door. Mm-hmm. And when I am available, it's like I have stepped up to meet whatever is at the door that wants to give to me. And when you have the Six of Spades sitting in your house like this, this card is like all of life is being readjusted. And in a way, you know, the best thing you can do is just allow yourself to become completely receptive and fall into the deepest parts of your dreaming self that you can find and explore yourself in that way and ask yourself, what do you want? And without expecting an answer, because suddenly you'll find yourself doing it. It's not the easiest card to have there,
yeah.
Because it can make you feel like somebody gave you really heavy drugs a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
There can be feelings of lethargy, and it's like, it's okay.
Yeah.
And you think life is passing you by because you can't get off the couch. The
yeah.
thing is, it's dreaming energy. So if you give yourself permission and tell yourself, it's okay just to lay down on my pillow of imagination and allow myself to dream, you are going to be taking the very best advantage of this time that you could possibly could. And from that, you will emerge into action. And, you know.
Yes. It is a challenge, you know, to allow. You know, it's just fear and all those toxic things just so. There's just, you know, big hurdles to go past.
Okay, but you might want to change that conversation. Because those hurdles are part of your imagination.
Sure, sure.
I'm going to recommend a book to you. Do you have something to write with?
Yes, I do.
It's called Busting Loose from the Money Game.
Okay.
And the author, he should know I'm promoting his book. The author, in fact, I should see if he'd come on my radio show. The author is Robert Scheinfeld, S-C-H-E-I-N-F-E-L-D. Yeah, I'm
okay.
Going to see if he'll come on my radio show. So it's like, you read that book. It's about how we create our realities. It's the best book that's out there right now.
Okay.
And you read it from page 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. Don't skip ahead. Just be completely present with that book and decide that you're going to give yourself... You have the 9 of spades behind you and the 6 of spades on top of you. This is like being roto-rooted by life. Life, as you know it, wants to end. So let it end and allow yourself to change. Because you will only gain the greatest things from it. And you know what your end result card is for age 33? The Ace of Hearts. And this is a new relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have some time here in this year.
Yes. Yes.
Just get really into being with this.
And if you
need more guidance, you can always call me for a personal reading. I do personal readings for people.
Okay.
And it'll be really in depth. However, what I've just told you right now, if you do that, you will have, you know, I wonder if you're in Saturn. I just want to look and then we'll go to the next caller. No, you're not. You're
Uranus, yes.
Uranus. Oh, so you know the card.
Yes, I mean, a little bit, but that has been one of the developing things just this past year, and it's been tremendous. I don't know what I'd do without it, you know, through this period.
Uh-huh.
For sure, for sure. You know, just real quick, Sharon, what are the dynamics between my card and the King of Clubs?
Your card and the King of Clubs?
Yes, yes.
The King of Clubs is a little bit of a test for you.
Yes.
There's a lot of learning that happens in that relationship. And so you need to bow to that, actually. I know you don't like to because you're the Eight of Diamonds and you want to be the Queen.
Yep. Unfortunately.
However, there's tremendous power and heart-opening energy that can take place there if you open yourself up. Okay?
Well, thank you so much, Sharon.
You're very welcome. Thank
Bye-bye.
You for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm going to try to keep those readings because I love doing them and I love being able to, you know, help everyone, and I want to keep them quick so that everyone has a chance to call. So if you want to call in right now, please do. Hello, who's calling?
Lucy.
Lucy. When's your birthday?
Sharon. August 27th.
827. Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
So do you already know that you're the Queen of Hearts?
I am.
Uh-huh. And you're a Virgo, right?
Yes.
Wow. Are you a counselor?
No, I'm a Virgo, but my moon is in Cancer.
Right. But, no, not are you a Cancer. Are you a counselor? Do you do any kind of work with people?
What kind of work? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Do you work with people?
Yes, I do.
What kind of work do you do?
Well, temporarily right now, I work in an office, so I organize things.
Ah, you do. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. I bet they love having you there. So you are the Queen of Hearts, who is the mother of, you know, love and compassion.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yes. This is the Queen of Hearts is one of the most profound individuals in the deck. You just have to be careful with your Ten of Clubs planetary ruling card that you aren't working too hard for everybody else all the time. Can you hear me?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry. I'm calling from New York, and all I could hear were sirens.
Oh. I said you just have to be really careful that you don't spend a lot of your time working hard for everyone else.
Oh, that's what I'm doing now.
Or taking care of everybody else. Because you have a creative inspiration and a love for beauty that exists within you and a really unique way of thinking. And you want to make sure that you find a way to express that, whether it's through a hobby, you know, or whatever. You need some way of having something outside of the work that you do that really allows you to express who you are. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, because I was actually going to ask you that I'm currently in a job right now, and I feel so stressed out.
Uh-huh.
And you talked about earlier about being receptive to the universe.
Yeah.
I feel like the universe is pushing me to let go of this, even though I don't have anything waiting for me.
Uh-huh. The universe likes to do that, doesn't it? There's a cliff. Jump. but I can't see the bottom. I don't care. Jump anyway. What is your age presently?
36.
36. So you're about to have a birthday.
Yes.
So you wouldn't want to make any major decisions right now because you're in your Neptune cycle. And I'm going to talk about that for a minute. And it's interesting because a friend of mine called me from Kauai this morning and she said, will you please talk about Neptune? And I said, I don't know. But since you're in your 52-day Neptune cycle, each year we have seven 52-day planetary periods. So the last one before our birthday is Neptune. And you're in there. Let's see what day you went in there. And this isn't a good time to make major decisions because we can't see clearly when we're in Neptune. You went in there July 6th. So let me just look quickly. You're 35 now?
No, I'm 36.
You're 36. Okay. So I'm going to look very quickly. Oh, yes. You're probably feeling a little impatient. You want to accomplish something.
I do.
You are, like, driven by this.
Yes.
And you probably have a lot of creative energy, too. I mean, this is very exciting. Oh, my God. You've got tens coming out of your ears. Okay, so... Oh, look at these cards. Do you have any association with anything foreign?
Do I have an association with anything foreign?
Yeah.
Well, I'm Spanish and Italian.
You're what?
Spanish and Italian.
Uh-huh. And do you have an attraction to being somewhere else, right?
Oh, I love Europe, Greece, the Mediterranean.
And do you have a feeling for what you want to do?
Kind of, yes.
Do you want to share that with me?
Well, I have an idea as far as possibly collaborating to write a book.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see why you would have that. And so why don't you do that? Let me see where your card goes when you have your birthday. Oh, my goodness. I would say go for it.
Looks good?
Follow your intuition. Trust it 100%. I don't know. Do I see a change in work? Yes. I see that being a little bit of a challenge for you because you're concerned about money. About
right.
Where is that going to come from?
Yes.
However, in the end, if you trust your intuition and move in the right time, you will be successful. You are by your next birthday, not the one that you're happening, not the one that's happening next month, but by your next birthday, you are going to change your work, and it's going to be very advantageous for you.
So you wouldn't suggest making any changes now?
Not before your birthday.
Okay. No, I definitely wouldn't leave before my birthday.
Yeah, wait till after your birthday because your whole mentality is going to shift.
Okay.
With your birthday. So wait until after your birthday, and then you're going to have a lot of clarity that comes your way. And really, really just, this is a time to be with your dreams, be with your imagination, and be with your intuition, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right?
Yes.
Okay.
I hear you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. The 52 days before our birthday, we're in our Neptune cycle, and Neptune rules fantasy and dreams and illusions. I mean, it governs a lot of things. It governs, you know, the psychic realm, what's unseen and unknown, and I need to tell you about Auntie Kay's radio show. Neptune, when we're in that cycle, and one of the things to avoid completely is new relationships. If you meet somebody when you're in Neptune, a lot of times it'll just seem like a dream come true, and then after you have your birthday, it turns into the nightmare from hell. I mean, we aren't clear during that time. And I think when we're in Neptune, we also become very attractive to other people because we have this dreamy quality and there's this, like, fantasy surrounding us. Very interesting to observe. And oftentimes what I've noticed in a Neptune cycle as well is some sort of nightmare happens. There'll be some little thing that happens. It's a very interesting time for us each year. And we have to be extremely conscious and careful. I know I entered a relationship with a Japanese publisher when I was in my Neptune cycle in March. And I knew I shouldn't. And we didn't actually enter our legal relationship until after my birthday, which was really good. My book's being translated and published in Japanese. And but I saw a few little feathers fall here and there, and I knew I just knew. So we want to be really careful those 52 days because things aren't always as they appear to be. But for me with the book deal, everything turned out fine. And I knew that, you know, it's just interesting to observe. You know, it's funny because a lot of people call me for readings when they're in their Neptune cycle because a lot of times when we're in there, we feel like, what's going on? I want to tell you that we're going till 10 after 3 because we started late, and just so you know. And also, I want to tell you, my friend Kay Snow Davis, we are sisters from the island of Kauai. She has a new radio show called Talk Story with Auntie Kay here on BBS Radio, and it's on Monday evenings at 9 o'clock. And I am going to be a guest on her radio show next Monday night. So tune in, and she's wonderful. She's a wonderful teacher, and when you hear her voice, you'll just go into a trance. She's so great. So I want to support her in that. And I want to invite you to call, anybody that has any questions. I have time for a couple more calls if you'd like to call in. Hello? Who's there?
No, I don't want to be on the air.
You don't want... You don't want to be on the air? Oh. Okay. Okay. Oh. Okay. So that was somebody that didn't want to be on the air. So if you would like to be on the air with me and you have a question, please call the number. What is the number? I never have this number in front of me. There we go. It's 877-876-5227 in the USA. And in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. If you haven't been to my website, I invite you to go there. It's starofthemagi.com. And I post the card of the day up there every day. I also, you can sign up to have the card of the day sent to you. However, that form is being fixed. It keeps breaking, and they're fixing it right now as we speak, I hope. And so you can just send me an email to get on there. And then you can also look up your card, and, you know, you can see my book on there, Cards of Destiny. My book just won an award with the Coalition of Visionary Resources. It came in as a finalist for the best divination book of 2007, which was such a surprise to me and a delight. We have a caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
My name's Diana. My birthday is July 21.
Diana, are you familiar with the cards or is this new to you?
This is new.
Oh, well, welcome.
Thank you.
That's so exciting.
And it's very interesting so far.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you for making it public for those of us who wish to learn more.
Yes, well, it is my pleasure, I have to say. I love sharing this with people.
Excellent.
So you're a Cancer, yes?
I certainly am.
Yes. And your card is the Seven of Clubs, your birth card.
Seven of Clubs.
This is the card that represents spiritual knowledge.
Oh.
It also represents the refined mind.
Okay, I love that.
Uh-huh. It's a very powerful card.
Mm-hmm.
And your opportunity through this life is, of course, to gather spiritual knowledge and share it with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And even be in the limelight in that way if you choose.
Mm-hmm.
It's also to be on a path of continuously refining your mind.
Ah.
And, you know, any thought patterns or conversations you have with yourself or anybody else that aren't serving you, constantly becoming more aware.
Okay.
And bringing your mind to a more and more finely attuned, you know,
interesting.
I've been talking too long now. I'm going to take a sip of water. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
To bring your mind to where it's like a laser.
Oh, that will be interesting.
It's really about refinement. And your planetary ruling card is the King of Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the card of mental mastery. So you're a double club. I don't know if you heard me earlier when I was talking about the club suit. The club suit is all about the mental realm.
Oh.
So this is how you build your foundations, is through your mind, through your thought, through the information you gather, through the communication you have with other people.
Yes, all true, all true.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And it's very important for you to share your wisdom with others, because this is actually what balances you emotionally. Is the sharing of your wisdom and the connecting with others in that way spiritually or in ways that are meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
You have the power to manipulate.
Ooh.
And I know you know this.
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay, so, and you can use this in any way that you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a very powerful birthday that you have. And, you know, the more attuned you get to who you really are relative to how this system describes you, the more power you have to facilitate the change and refinement in the See, I believe that when we resonate with these influences that are embodied in us, that we cause them to resonate with, you know, universally.
Yes.
The more aligned we are, then the more that tone plays more clearly throughout creation.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we understand who we are in that way, then we can take responsibility for that however we choose to.
Right.
With the birthday that you have, it's important for you to express yourself.
Yes.
And so by expressing yourself through knowing that you carry this tremendous mental power and you have unlimited access to all realms of the mind, then you give other people permission to do that as well, just by being yourself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, it does. Actually, it makes perfect sense to me. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you so much for calling.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Likewise. Thank you. Bye. Oh, it's so fun when people learn about their card. I just love this. That's why I wrote my book. I think we are coming near our end now. I forgot that I'm supposed to finish at 55 minutes, and I could talk forever, but I'm going to start tripping over my tongue soon here anyway. So I want to thank everybody for listening, and I really appreciate you being there. And feel free to contact me via email. You can do that through my website. I do answer my emails. And I'm so grateful for your participation. So thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. And enjoy the rest of this Nine of Clubs day as we all learn together how to be more connected to that energy that's universal, okay? Until next week, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
This is Bill Tiller of Tiller.org. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to The Infinite Consciousness with Eva Herr every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Enjoy.